When Winona Ryder was sentenced in court last week, the prosecutor offered a chilling description of what the actress had in her possession the day she was caught shoplifting. Not the designer clothes, valued at $4,760, but the contents of her purse. According to the prosecutor, who cited the expertise of a narcotics detective, there was, quote, more pain medication in her purse than would be given someone with a terminal disease. The pre-sentencing report described how Winona Ryder had come by so many painkillers. A doctor who was under investigation by state authorities had written her multiple prescriptions, some of them using a pseudonym. Well, just as he was being named in the pre-sentencing report, Dr. Jules Mark Lussman was having his medical license lifted by the Medical Board of California. Mike Fleeman is a correspondent for People magazine. He joins us from Los Angeles, where he is reporting on Dr. Lussman. According to the state medical board, Dr. Lussman's conduct was comparable to the subplot of a Raymond Chandler novel. What was he up to?
Well, they likened it to sort of the seedy underside of Los Angeles, Raymond Chandler's fictional-based city, where anything goes, and the rich and famous, rather than having to buy their drugs on a street corner, would go to a dirty doctor. And that's sort of how the state medical board portrayed this doctor, that he is basically a drug pusher for the rich and famous.
The man, by the way, who is, I gather, in South Africa, and that's where he's originally from, went on television. He said that what he did fell within the standard of care for his type of practice within his community.
That was his defense through years of hearings and accusations against him. He's portrayed himself as a very hard-working, busy family practitioner who would do anything he could to help clients in literal pain, and sometimes this meant he just couldn't quite keep records as carefully as he might have.
His clients, I gather, were, this was a carriage trade group of Hollywood clients, Hollywood patients, I should say?
Well, it was two who we know of, Winona Ryder, and then Winona Ryder's friend, Courtney Love, the rock singer, and the other patients, we don't know who they are. They're listed under initials in the medical board papers, although they've been described as wealthy women.
Of course, Winona Ryder claimed, according to the pre-sentencing report, that first she'd had a herniated disc. She'd also, I think, hurt her arm while skateboarding, and so she was in pain and she needed painkillers.
Yes, certainly she was in pain. She actually fractured her arm during filming of Mr. Deeds. But there is pain and there is pain, and you go down the list of what she took. I mean, injections of Valium, Vicoprofen, Xanax, all diazepam, Percocet, Vicoprofen, Vicodin, one right after the other. And I think the issue is not should she have taken pain medications. Certainly she should have, but it's the amount and then the way in which it was prescribed.
And the doctor has lost his license and also could conceivably be prosecuted, I gather.
Certainly. There were a total of 8 patients who were at issue in the medical board complaint, Ryder among them, and she was the last. But this goes all the way back to 1998 was the first complaint against him. And so he was well on his way to having his license revoked before he ever met Winona Ryder.
Well, is it believed that Dr. Lussman's patient list would be a very embarrassing volume for people in Los Angeles?
Certainly. It's already been an embarrassing to Winona Ryder and Courtney Love, and who's in his little black book, and in the little black books of other doctors. You know, keep in mind, this is not the only doctor who Winona Ryder is alleged to have seen. They're talking about dozens of prescriptions from some 20 doctors. So, you know, this sort of medicine, as described by the medical board, is not unique in California, that there are many doctors who do these sorts of alleged acts.
Mike Fleeman, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Mike Fleeman, correspondent for People magazine, speaking to us from Los Angeles.